Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, ashes to ashes, funk to funky. She went out this weekend for Bonky Bonky. It's Linda Pollock, everyone! Hooray!
Oh, keep it down a bit, Clinton. I'm a bit delicate.
Oh, God, really? You're right, my love. What you been doing?
I'm hanging. You were right, though. I didn't stay out that long, because...
Okay, yeah. Where did you go exactly?
Oh, just, right, we did a bit of a pub run around,
okay.
Around where I live. Started at Spoons and stayed in Spoons, to be honest, because it turns out I'm a massive lightweight these days.
Oh, that doesn't sound very good.
Linda is shit.
Oh. That's not me saying that. That's your friend.
But also, talking to friends, annoying friends, this couple latched onto me and my mate.
I don't think
they were swingers.
Go on.
But they were very drunk. And you know that situation where you think, OK, they're really drunk, I'm not there.
Oh, God, yeah.
We've just arrived, yeah. And you don't want to be impolite because you don't want them to... Because they could turn on a...
I know. Well, did they look dangerously drunk, like sort of an undercurrent of
something? There was a dark vibe.
Right, what were they? Man and woman. Man and woman, yes.
And they were out for the first time in ages because they'd left the kids with the babysitter.
Right, yeah. They weren't into the swinging and all
I
that sort
of thing.
I don't
think so. That never came up. But they were just very intense and it started from pretty much the moment we sat down. Ooh. And you know when you're like, I actually want you to go away, but I don't want to be impolite. And maybe they're just being friendly, but they're getting on my tits.
I think I know what they wanted.
Would you like to spank my bottom one day?
Did they say that at all? Did the lady say
they
that?
They didn't, but she actually, when I think about it, she was a lot more into this newfound friendship than he was.
Oh, well.
I want you to spank me, no, naughty boy. Yeah.
Naughty girl is probably what she went. Bloody hell, I mean, no doubt he was into a bit of... How young? How old?
They were a similar age to me, actually.
Quite old, then.
I think they were looking... You're right, they might have been looking for their unicorn. Have you heard about that?
No. That sounds fascinating, folks, doesn't it? What does that mean?
Well, it's when you're looking for your threesome partner.
Why the unicorn?
Because it's very special and hard to find someone who will be fit the bill. Exactly, and when I say fit the bill, meaning...
Well,
the missus.
If there's anyone out there who would like me to take part, be a unicorn in some way.
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, these two were a bit annoying, though, and I bet they would have fallen asleep.
Yeah, OK. Well, that was quite good, wasn't it, Linda? Quite a nice story.
I just went home. They soured the evening, to be honest.
No, I tell you what, I cannot bear... I'm not... As you know, I've lost a bit of weight.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, looking
Say
very trim.
Out. Yes.
Looking very trim indeed.
And
how have you been doing that? You've been pumping off.
I've been pumping off, yes, and I've been not drinking so much booze.
Oh.
And I've been very careful about what I mean, because I've got to go on tour and I do not want to die on stage any more than I normally
and
do.
And you want to fit your snazzy costume.
I want to fit my snazzy costume and we can put out some photos. If you're coming to see the show, please, I mean, God, it's going to be bloody fantastic. By the time you get this, it's up and running.
You might have seen
it. You might have seen
it. Don't spoil it for anyone else.
You'll see the new svelte Clinton Baptiste. No, but quite often... Particularly if you're not drinking, if you're on the nightmare train or bus back from the pub, and you get those people, you know, and they sort of want to join a conversation.
Oh, and they're swaying a bit.
And they're going, hey, I'm just being friendly. I'm sorry, what have you been doing tonight? And I'm like, I don't want to talk. Yeah, come on, mate, I'm just being friendly. And you think, I don't do a shitty, boring job like you. I don't need to get pissed and think that I'm being absolutely very revolutionary by chatting to people on a train!
I do wonder whether those people get the beer fear the morning after.
Oh, God!
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Oh, when you wake up, if you've been on... And it happens to me because I'll say I'm a lightweight these days. It catches up with me quick. And you wake up the next day and you think, in your flashbacks, you're the only one who was pissed up.
Yes.
And you were embarrassing the beer fear.
Very often, I've got to tell you something. Actually, funny you should say that. This is true, right? I didn't want to bring up the Queen and what happened with the Queen.
Yeah.
All right, but I'm just going to say this. I wasn't going to mention this. I don't know whether I might delete this later. But I woke up with not the beer fear, but with real embarrassment the other day. This is true, right? You know, when it was announced that the Queen had sadly died, and I do, you know, it's awful, right? But I was rehearsing at the time, and I was with the director in our rehearsal studio.
Yeah.
And he suddenly went, "She's died." And we went, "Oh, we had a moment." And I thought, gosh, this is a moment we will remember forever, exactly where we were. And we were rehearsing in this rehearsal space, just me and him. And I thought, what can I do to sort of really remember this moment? And on the floor, and those of you who've seen the show will realise there's some inflatables that we use. There was, this is so embarrassing, an inflatable banana.
Oh, God.
And I thought, I'm going to do something so we really remember this moment. I was thinking, what can I do that we always remember?
Because the Queen of 70 years dying isn't memorable enough.
Well, exactly, that's the point. And I picked up the banana and I said, I'm going to hit you with this inflatable banana. And he didn't look that amused. And he put his arm up and I sort of hit him on the arm. And then there was a really embarrassing moment when he went exactly, he said what you said, why did you do that? And I said, I thought it would be funny. And he went, yeah, it's not enough that we've had the moment that the Queen died. And I went a bit red in the face and I woke up the next morning thinking, you idiot.
Chastised.
Yeah, and also that's it now, forever. I will remember a moment hitting the director over the head with a blow-up banana. What a twitter.
It's very on brand though, isn't it?
Of me?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel terrible about it because I love the Queen and, you know, in a strange sort of way, I'm a royalist. I didn't mean to ruin it. But I ruined it! Ruined it, I did! I mean, I can almost hear this sound as I did it. Died.
But apparently, she had a wicked sense of humour, so
exactly. Perhaps
it's what she would have wanted.
Maybe. Let's get off this before anyone gets in touch and says you're a disgusting pig. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a story. Well, this is from a lady called Claire Grant.
Ooh.
In the latest, she's a nurse in our latest in our series of.
Public service section.
If you would please read out this story. This is a proper scare on. Stick the bloody spooky music on.
Have it. Namaste, Clinton and Linda.
Namaste, Claire.
I've been a nurse in the NHS for 32 years and I've seen my fair share of supernatural happenings.
I do see ghosts.
However, this one I had to share with you both in the hopes that you'll share it with your listeners.
Oh, very much so.
And you never know, it might shit them up a bit.
Yes.
Technical talk there, she says.
I
worked in a previous role in the operating theatres.
Ooh, it's grisly already. Go on.
These departments tend to be on the ground or subfloors of the hospital buildings due to the square footage they need.
Needless information, but go on.
But good to know. One large hospital I worked in Sheffield was a partly converted old Victorian workhouse.
Promising.
The basement areas were terrifying, and even in the daytime you always felt uneasy. However, I was rostered to do a set of nights and I was dreading it. Normally there was around 80 staff in the whole department, but on nights you were down to 5 or 6 staff, so you were likely to be working alone if there weren't any emergency operations happening. On my second night, around 3 a.m, I was working alone down one of the old corridors setting up the next day's lists.
As I walked past the entrance to the operating theatre, I heard the muted noises of the anaesthetic machines and people talking. I looked through the gateway doors and could see the operating light on and movement in the room. It was like it was all on half power. The lights were dull and the voices were unintelligible, but I could tell things were frantic. I thought, why have they started an operation without me? Why didn't my colleagues ask me to help? Usually it's all hands on deck in an emergency. Also, why was the light only at half power?
I went to the coffee room at the other end of the department to find out what was happening, only to find all of my colleagues sat having coffee. I said, what's happening in Theatre 3? And they said, why? I said, there's a case going on, but it's all dull. The lights aren't on full.
Two of the more experienced staff looked at each other and slowly said, Oh, God. Not again. Then got up and ran down to the corridor where I was previously. I followed them and asked them what had just happened. However, when we got to Theatre 3, it was in complete darkness and total silence. They told me that years ago, when the operating theatres were first built, that corridor was the only one that existed, just a few theatres at the time.
In Theatre 3, there was a legend that told of a horrendous operation where the surgeon was trying to save a life and the patient started to bleed.
Oh.
The anaesthetist was distracted at trying to sort out a blood transfusion and the anaesthetic started to wear off.
Oh, God.
The patient started to wake up and move on the table. This caused an accidental cut into an artery and the patient almost immediately bled to death.
Oh.
Would you like to
chase
me,
Joe? Oh, goodness me.
It was a gory, traumatic scene, and some of the staff left their job. The surgeon was so traumatised by the whole event that he took his life a few days later.
God.
So the story is that the tortured surgeon returns to the theatre to try to rectify what's happened, and so does the patient, forever to return to the source of their joint trauma.
And if you're wondering, that theatre is fully in use to this day. Thank you. Hope you like my story and it's not too gory. Edit as you wish. I'll never forget it. Claire Grant. Well, I never.
Yeah, well, that's the first one, I think, in the history of doing this podcast that's actually given me, like, proper willies.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Is that your willy?
Yeah, in this case, it most certainly was. And I think that wins the prize as the best in our... Slightly annoying, that, isn't it? I think we'll drop
it. I like it. You know, annoying is the way forward. That's why the go compare and all that shit works.
Oh, that's right, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. It just gets under your skin, doesn't it? I make a point of deliberately turning away from some adverts. I just feel it's an absolute waste of my life.
Which ones?
Well, that's a good point. That's one of them. Yeah. Certainly that twat doing the singing.
When my nieces and were little, nieces and nephews, they were the ones that they really liked. So
what,
that
go compare.
Go compare. And also, do you remember the one that went, love, love, Elfie, today?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
That's clearly didn't work on you then,
no,
did
it? No, I tell you what I really hate. Do you know the advert I really hate?
Go on.
QuickBooks, you know, where that little German woman walks
in. Oh, yeah. Nice baby, nice house.
That is shite. I mean, who is coming up with these bloody millennials, coming up with these bollocks? It doesn't mean anything. I don't know what it means. There's too much going on.
Yeah.
Someone went, what about a little tiny person? Now, I'm happy to say, is it QuickBooks? That might be imagination.
I'm not sure.
I don't even know what it is.
But I know
so
exactly what
failed.
You're talking about, yeah.
So it's failed. Right, thank you. We're now going to try and get a hold of Claire Grant. Right now, join us in a second. We are full of admiration for people like our next guest, Claire Grant. You've heard the story. She's an actual nurse working for the NHS. She does a proper job for a living. She's not like me, sitting around in a converted garage, spouting shit, giving readings for people. Claire, we were both very taken with that
story.
You
made the little hairs of mine stand up, and that doesn't happen very often, does it?
Ooh. No, no. Claire, are you a believer, then, in the supernatural?
I'm not sure what I believe in, Clinton, but I definitely have had many examples that's made me question it, yes.
You mean other examples apart from that rather terrifying story about the operating theatre?
It's like a bloody horror story.
Horror story!
It was, and I was on my own. But yeah, there's quite a few things, and I've obviously seen my fair share of people who passed away, and things that have happened while they've been passed away. And I've also worked all across the world, but the stuff that's happened in the NHS has been probably the most memorable.
Oh God, that is absolutely terrifying. Claire, can you tell us what else you've seen in the NHS, please? Hold on just a second. Put the spooky music on, please.
Do we need it?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Okay, shoot.
So I was once in a nursing home, and this was an all-cares nursing home, so they were unable to do almost anything by themselves, the residents. And they would buzz you on the morning when it was their time that they wanted to get up. So we started moving everyone into this kind of breakfast lounge area, and I had a buzz from a gentleman, and I went into his room and started to get him ready for breakfast.
Okay.
And I gave him a shave, and normally the elderly gentleman like you to use kind of a cutthroat razor, but this gentleman had an electric razor. And I shaved him and got him all ready, did his teeth, and the shaver just kept going off on its own, and I
said,
oh, kept switching it off. Yeah. And it kept going back on. I said, what is it with this razor? And the old gentleman just smiled and he went, you'll get used to it. And I just thought it was a dodgy razor. And then as I got him in his chair and we're wheeling towards the lounge area, but all the lights were flickering, and I just again thought, oh, dodgy lights.
Yes.
But I'd just been in this room, in this lounge, and bear in mind they're all care, so they're unable to do, certainly unable to walk by themselves. And as I walked into the room with wheeling this gentleman in, all the breakfast chairs were all piled up against each other in the center of the room.
Oh,
they were all kind of stacked in front of each other, and all the residents were just kind of smiling and giggling. Of course, I asked the staff, and the staff just said, oh, you know, you just accept it. That's just what happens here.
Just a minute.
There again.
Whoa.
Put the word there again.
Rewind. Oh, they were all giggling. Is that because, you know, is it because they'd done it themselves?
I'd like to think so, but they couldn't do anything unless they were lying. But they couldn't do anything themselves. They couldn't dress, walk.
Go on, sorry, I nearly shit myself. Carry on.
Yeah, no, they definitely wouldn't have been able to. They couldn't even feed themselves or walk, so these were residents that certainly wouldn't have been able to lift chairs and stack them on top of each other.
But they were... they were giggling.
That makes it more...
Yes, they were. No, they were. That was freaky, yeah.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, were the tables and... I mean, look, I've heard all this stuff before. I'm a firm believer. Tell me... They were definitely stacked up in such a way, sort of like quickly, almost instantaneously, do you think?
Yes.
Bloody Nora.
That sent a chill all the way up my spine, down my back, round my nutsack, and down.
Lovely image. Level of
thank
detail.
You.
Under my bottom.
I always try and reach for the obvious explanation, but there ain't one, is there?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, because she's a witch.
And trust you. Come on. Well, what do you think it was then, Linda?
Well, it can't have been a ghost, can it?
I tell you what they were.
Linda's saggy tits.
That's what it was. Well, Claire Grant, I'm sorry that you had to hear that. You have been absolutely superb. And if you see any more bloody ghosts or any more spiritual, paranormal, you know, poltergeistial, you know, experience, if you experience anything like that, will you please get back in touch with us?
I will do. Will do.
And I think both Linda and myself would like to thank you for a wonderful set of stories, and B, for your service.
So very special. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't remember anyone standing outside their house banging at a pot and applauding when I gave my readings. Yours is a proper job, my love.
Who needed a pay rise?
Have you got a pay rise?
No.
It's a bloody disgrace.
You've got to bank those claps, apparently.
Yeah, that's it.
Bank those claps. But she is a bank nurse or something, she said, so never got so much of that.
Right.
Claire, thank you so much, my love.
You're very welcome. Lovely
really
to meet
appreciate
you
it. Oh, and thank you for... Are you coming to see the show, Clinton Barnsley?
I am.
Where?
Sunny Barnsley, end of October, I believe.
One of my favourites. One of my favourite venues, the Civic in Barnsley.
That's it.
Bit of a rowdy audience one year. Were you there for that one? There was one year, there was a rowdy audience, the bastard.
Probably me.
Up the road, just next to that, is that lovely, which I won't be going to this year because I've lost a lot of weight and I'm being all healthy, is that Eat As Much As You Can Argentinian food place. You know the one? You know that one? What's it called?
You say eat as much as you can, it's as much as you like in it. Not
no, as eat as much as you can
actually can cram in.
I know, I did get told off for taking a sleeping bag with me. And a bucket. Right, Claire, thank you so much. Lots of love to you. I'll see you in Barnsley. Come and say hello.
I will.
Well, how about that?
Exactly. She almost had me.
What do you mean?
I mean, clearly bullshit, isn't it?
How dare you? How dare you? We've got people, we've encouraged people to come on the show. She's told a wonderful story.
Oh, a wonderful yarn, yeah. Two
what do you think
brilliant
she's
stories.
Making it up?
Come on, how did those old people stack those chairs?
Get out. Get out! Bloody hell.
Can I finish my brew?
If anybody would like to be a co-host of what is, let's face it, a paranormal podcast... Jesus Christ.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Please speak to me via Patreon. And also, why don't you go via Patreon and stick your bloody hand in your pocket?
You tight sod.
You tight bastard. All right. Now, listen, I've got to tell you this. This week, we went for a costume fitting with Sarah Deering in Brixton. Have a listen to this.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So we're actually in the workshop now. I'm with Sarah Deering. Say hello, Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. Everyone's a comedian. And she's just stitching my... Well, I don't want to give away any surprises because those of you who are coming, and I'm sure you're all coming to see the show, will see the thing in all its glory. She's there with pins in her mouth. Sarah, do you believe in the supernatural?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. She's nodding vigorously. Sure. Yeah. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes. Loads of ghosts.
Fuck off. Have you? Go on.
No, not really.
Oh.
My mum said she'd seen a ghost.
Right. Okay. Well, let's hear. What did your mum say? She's busy doing this. She's multitasking. She's a polymath. What ghost did your mum see?
She thought she'd seen a ghost of a pirate in some student house she lived in Margate, I think.
Right, and what was he sort of on one leg, patch over his eye? Was it that traditional pirate?
I think so, yeah. Pushing wardrobes over or something.
Really? That sounds like a lot of student houses I've lived in, to be honest. Right, and that's the end of that story, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm backstage.
Sarah is, well, wait till you see this, you'll realise why she makes costumes and designs, you didn't design this one, did you?
Didn't design this one, no.
No, okay. Well, she's not quite as good as I made out then, but she's making a lovely costume. Just you wait, it's an absolute bloody work of art, and thank you very much. There's other people in here, we just give you a shout out and say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, and they've been busy making these beautiful costumes, so I cannot wait to see it. Don't worry about the pirate anecdote, that won't be resurfacing again. Just come and see the show and come and enjoy it. Thank you, Sarah. And now a recording of an interview I did with a lovely comedian called Jack Campbell in Leicestershire the other day. I'm here speaking to Jack Campbell, a brilliant comedian I'm on with tonight in Leicestershire. And we are out in right in the wilds of Melton Mowbray, and it's bloody... It's spooky out there, isn't it, Jack?
Well, I grew up in the countryside. This isn't too
this isn't too bad, but it is. Are you not used to it?
No, I was just trying to set the scene, to be honest. And it's not even that spooky. Don't piss on my chips. But anyway, don't matter. Apparently, it's not very spooky. In actual fact, I'm going to level with you all. It's not that spooky, but never mind. Let's try again. So tell me. What were you going to tell me? Something quite spooky, wasn't it?
Well, I used to live in a Victorian house.
Here we go.
I don't want to hear.
Oh, she don't want to hear. Right, Linda, put the music on, please. Here we go, as Jack regales us with a story about a Victorian spooky house.
Well, it was my ex-girlfriend and I. We lived there. She wanted the house to be haunted, and I did not.
Right.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
That was...
Shut up in the background.
Yeah. I don't know how... I wanted to live in a new build because they can't be haunted, can they?
Well, we're here to tell you that they can, Jack.
Oh, right. Because I didn't think, like, ghosts really... Would they be able to work Sky Plus?
Have you ever seen Poltergeist, where they built the whole town on an old graveyard?
I guess so, yeah, sorry. That was foolish of me.
Well, there's no reason you should know that.
No, that is true. And so she wanted the house to be haunted, so we'd sleep... but she would try and scare me before I went to bed.
Right, okay.
Right.
I've had something with partners, unintentionally.
Yeah. She wouldn't jump out at me.
Right, okay.
She wanted a grandfather clock. And did you know grandfather clocks used to have, like, little boys' faces painted on them?
Go on.
And so every hour, if it was constructed right, the little boy's eyes would move.
Yes.
We've
never heard of that, but it sounds terrifying.
That's a scary thing that she wanted. She wanted a cellar to have a piano down there playing itself.
Right.
She wanted it to be haunted.
And what happened?
She would try and scare me before I'd fall asleep.
Right.
That's my time.
And one night?
One night, I was tucked up in bed. I sleep wearing a long Victorian nightgown.
Right.
And a long Victorian hat.
Rip Van Winkle.
That kind of thing.
You can get that stitched up.
Yes. And and she'd be in her single bed next to me.
But just a second.
Mm.
What, you did it all sort of Victorian?
Like? Yes. Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And are you a ghost? Is that what you're telling me?
I think she was. More so, because she would lean over before I go to sleep and say, oh, I think I just heard a little dead girl ghost. Anyway, good night.
Oh,
and
God.
And then you've got to go to sleep
with
that kind of...
this person?
No.
Really?
No, is that? I'm more here for like kind of couples counselling.
Right. Okay. Well, I do a bit of that. I'm suggesting.
Is that fair enough to break up with someone?
She was a charlatan. You saw straight through her, literally.
Yeah.
So what did she do? She went around. Do you think that the possibility was you were dating like a spirit, a spectre?
I think so. Yeah. She's gone now. She's dead to me now.
Well, thank you very much for that. She's dead to him now. Whether she was dead all along is debatable. I think we can safely say, we'll say a 6.2 out of 10 for that. But thank you very much. Jack Campbell is going on stage in a minute. All right, thanks, Jack. Fading now. Ladies and gentlemen, from the wonderful publication of which I'm a subscription member. Fate and Fortune. Take a break, Fate and Fortune. It's this article. Spooky music, please.
On the Wings of Love. One minute I was watching the fishermen pull in their morning catch, not a euphemism. The next one of them was looking right at me. Hello, he said in a thick French accent.
That's how they speak.
Our ship has broken down. We'll be here for a week. It was 1956 and I was 16 years old. Normally I lived in Newport Pagnell, Buckinghamshire with my grandparents, but Grandad had been sent to Lowestoft for a month for work. We didn't need to know any of that, did we? Taking me and Nan with him. I'd taken to walking along the seafront each morning and now I'd found myself chatting to the handsome young fisherman. As I took in his soulful black brown eyes, my stomach did a flip.
Oh.
And when he asked if I fancied a walk, I didn't need asking twice.
You are a very sexy man.
His name was André Lefranc.
That sounds like a made-up French
Jimmy
name.
Jimmy Frenchman.
Yeah, André Lefranc, yeah.
And he was 17.
Mm.
I took a picnic when we met the next day. Bit keen. Afterwards, he threw crusts to the seagulls.
The sea pigeons, yeah.
I love these birds, he said. but they come down to our ship all the time after the fish.
We know this. Eagle-eyed listeners to mixed metaphors about birds will know that we've discussed sea pigeons before.
We have the right buggers for that, aren't
they? I love these birds. Oh, we've done that. On our third meeting, we shared our first kiss. But all too soon, his boat was mended. All right, Andre promised. And he did. Every week, shacks amen. We can get married, he wrote in one letter. But I need to finish my national service. Really? Do they do that in France?
Yeah, I think they still do.
Not long after, we got back from Lowestoft. Granddad had died and Nan wanted to move to a bungalow. Sorry to hear that.
Well, and also excessive detail. We don't need to hear that, do we?
Soon after, a local man, George, offered me a room at his and then proposed. Funny in them days, weren't they? Didn't muck about the day. Although I knew Andre and I now couldn't be together, we remained pen pals. Mm. Then, after 20-odd years, don't say why it was odd, I stopped hearing from him. I assumed he'd moved on like me, but I never forgot him. Je ne l'oublie pas. Sadly, George and I divorced, and later I married Gordon. Too complicated. In 2017, I decided to send a Christmas card to Andre. A week later, I got a letter from his daughter, Natalie.
I know all about you because Dad told us, she wrote, but I have sad news.
Oh, God.
Andre had been lost at sea when his dredger had capsized off the coast of Calais on the 11th of October 1973, around the time I stopped receiving letters. Well, that'll explain it.
Oh.
On the anniversary of Andre's death the following year, I thought of him before my daughter Christine arrived to take me out for the day. As we were walking to her car, I spotted a seagull resting on the street lamp outside my house in Northampton. When it saw me, it got really excited, circling me and squawking madly.
In French?
Ooh.
Wah, wah. That is... Oh, no.
How do you squawk in French?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think something funny. Go on. That's Andre's spirit, I said. He always loved seagulls. The next... Well, that's rather an exaggeration. He didn't love them. They kept going after the
fish.
Pissed
him off, from what I remember.
Gosh, it's funny how time plays tricks on you, doesn't it? Look back with rose-coloured spectacles. The next day, the same thing happened. This time, Christine took a snap of the curious bird. Andre came back the next year on the 11th of October and last year too. I cherish my seagull from my sweetheart. What a ridiculous story.
This bird's doing it, it's clever.
Or is it just a seagull? I like to think, to be fair, I do like to think that that is a nice romantic story. I'm not as cynical as you,
well,
Linda.
She moved on twice. I think she was all right.
She did, didn't she? But what I will say is this. I mean, she's still with this Jill Sharp, 82 years of age. Mm. And this fella died, what, sort of in his early 30s, Andre. So what intrigues me is presumably he will be meeting her.
Yeah.
But when she dies, I don't know, maybe she's got another 10 years, nearly 100 years old. And they will meet, won't they? Up there. So.
How does it work then? When you die, right?
Yes.
Do you go back to being, I'm going to say it, young and hot? Or do you stay to other spirits as you are when you cark it?
Well, good point. I think you can sort of choose, but I imagine, I mean, that's always the thing I've been up
Who's going to choose old?
Well, I mean, that is the thing. You know, a lot of people, you do see old uns up there. You do see, if she's nearly 100, she goes back, she's in mid-30s. I mean, I've got a vision of young Andre saying, I'm not putting that in there. What happened to you? She said, well, I lived for another bloody 60 years. No, fuck that. No. Get back to Gordon and George.
You've been waiting for this?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He'd probably say, I'm just glad your sister died when she was about 30. Anyway, it's a lovely, lovely story. And I'm not sure, I mean, as we've discussed, the seagull itself, probably just after your cornetto, wasn't it?
Definitely. Also, if you're 82, probably knows you're going to drop something at some point. You know, it's like when dogs hang around kids. They know. They can spot someone who's likely to drop things.
Okay, very cynical. Very cynical lady.
Or realistic.
Oh, well, thanks very much for that. You pissed on those chips and all. Never mind.
New message.
Hello, Clinton. It's Claire from the sauna party last week. When we were tidying up, we found a carrier bag in the corner. And we think it's yours. It's got a couple of dildos, vibrator,
I helped Clinton. I was asleep one night when Jerry Lee Lewis came to me. He said he wanted to tell me moments before his death. He was doing a whole lot of shaking. Something about his balls being on fire.
It's Kevin. I'm calling from Lonnie Donegan in County Durham. All my pals went to see you last night at the shore, and both of them said you died on stage.
Hey, Clinton, this is Elvis Presley. I just wanted to tell you that you're the best paranormalist I have ever been shadowed by. Oh, yeah, man. You are the number one.
And now a return to the best magazine on the market. I'm not even sure it's on the market, but you can download it. It's from Fate, Chat Magazine. What's it called?
Chat is Fate, is it?
Chat is Fate, A Day in the Afterlife. Do you remember, you'll know this, this is Sandria Moses, who we strongly suspect's name is Sandra Moses, She connects with a reader. She connects a reader with a loved one in spirit to discover what their life is like on the other side. Now...
it's like a postcard from the end.
Of course, exactly. Of course, it's fascinating. If you want to know what people are doing on the other side, and let's face it, we do want to know. The only thing I take umbrage with is some of the detail. Just have a listen to this. This is from a lady called Sue. Her daughter, Sophie Allen, it was a very sad story, and I'm all for people seeking some sort of solace, but it's the detail of what happens. So Sue gets in touch from beyond the celestial veil, and this is what she says.
Hello, love. You were so young and vulnerable when I left. Had I been able to squeeze out another hour of the day to spend with you, believe me, I would have. I often hear you asking what I do. Where am I? Well, when I'm not silently sitting with you, I have a lovely life here in the world of spirit.
Now, we want to know what people do for eternity.
One of my favourite pastimes is to sing with the choir. Hundreds of us sing together. We gather in the great white marble halls of learning.
I imagine that's a little bit like Leeds Civic Town Centre. That's quite a big marble hall of learning.
Yes, and when we get going, it's almost as if the music lifts people off their feet.
Well, they can fly anyway, so...
oh, what a joy it is to sing, and what joy we bring to others.
This just kills me. Go on.
Sometimes we visit healing sanctuaries in other heavenly realms to sing to those souls who've returned from Earth worn and damaged by their experiences.
We go off singing several times a week. The large early evening gatherings are for fun. I cannot say that without meaning, because this is the thing. Just turn the music off a second. This is the only thing I find. So there's like early evening. I presume they can't get everyone in. Like, you know, why are there only, there's early evening ones? Is it because badminton's booked about, you know, sort of 7 o'clock or something like that? Oh, and the caretaker come in and say, for Christ's sake, come on.
And we've already established these like workshops for making crystal sculptures.
Crystal angels. Yeah. There's all sorts of, I mean... it sounds quite boring.
I don't want to do activities.
No, you're not a joiner. You're not a joiner in, are you?
You watch four in a bed, right? And they go, right, today we're going to go off doing archery. I would be the one that went, do you know what? I'm going to go and sit on my bed and read my book if that's all right.
And ironically, when that comes in, I feel like killing myself. So, yeah, no, there's a lot of that. But there's all sorts of chess club.
God.
It's a bit like Freshers Week, isn't it?
Yes.
Endless amounts of booze.
And like Freshers Week, you get tired of it after a bit and try and avoid everyone you've met.
I mean, there's Scrabble Club. There's everything up there. You can do, you know, when people do upholstery, that sort of thing. Picture framing, evening classes.
Why don't you do something fun like zapping? You know, now you're a spirit, you can do some zapping.
Go in them zogs and run around. Five a side. Walking football for the elderly who died quite old. Yeah, I think it's a lot of old bollocks. And I tell you something now. I mean, look, I know, it doesn't work like that.
No.
Up there. I've been up there. It doesn't work like that. What I saw the other day, you know the Proms was on BBC Four, and yes, I do. I know you're more of a ITV 9+1, just sort of old shit, you know, sort of Rosemary in Time.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
But people like me, clever people, intellectual
people.
You
like things with violins in?
I like violins. And I was watching the best of the Proms the other night. You know, it got cancelled because of the Queen.
Yeah.
They didn't do the last night. And I was watching it. And I saw that choir. And I've got to be honest, I was thinking, all right, the singing's fun. I wouldn't want to join that choir. They looked boring.
Yeah.
And they looked like very serious people. And they didn't look like a lot of fun. Do you know what I mean? Now, if that's what it's like in the white halls of learning, the marble halls of learning, join.
I like watching Songs of Praise with the sound down because the faces they pull when they're singing.
Well, that's right. Presumably up there, there's no room for laughter. They're being very po-faced up there. Anyway, Sophie, the young lady, Sophie Allen, I've got to say, she found it a comfort. So, who am I? Who am I? What a bastard. You know, and Linda, I tell you what, the reason you don't like it is...
Yeah, because she's a witch.
Yeah, that's why.
That's as maybe.
Time now to hear how we got on after our show in Charlie backstage. I'm in my dressing room. We're in Charlie. We've done a wonderful, wonderful show. And I'm happy to say...
Great show.
He loved it. Brendan is here, the director. Do you remember you spoke to Brendan? I'm just recording. It's all right to record this.
Well done. Yeah, no, it's good. It's very, very good.
What did you laugh at particularly, Brendan?
I did find it quite funny when you fell off the stage.
That was a little bit unfortunate. Yeah, now that you found that funny, wasn't intentionally funny. I did a stage role and I was fine. Thank you, none taken.
No, it was great.
Jesus Christ!
And I mean, there were a few walkouts, and
don't worry about them. It's not for everyone. Clairvoyancy, mediumship is not for everyone.
Yeah, but it should be for everyone. You know,
right? One of those people looked a bit. You know, they're like a bit inbred. No disrespect to our friends up here in the Northwest.
What do you mean? What do you mean she was inbred?
Well, she was a bit stupid. She didn't really understand what we were doing.
She was in a cardigan. That doesn't make her inbred.
Well, she had something spilt down the front of it, and not really the kind of people I want.
All right, okay.
Anyway, the point is that... Oh, here's Ramon. Oh. Here's Ramon. What do you think of the show? We just done a wonderful show, didn't we, Ramon?
It was marvellous.
Oh, he's got a face like fizz, isn't he?
Okay, before you get... Can you just tell me where I'm staying tonight? Which hotel I'm staying at?
Well, I don't know. We didn't really budget.
I booked the Mandarin Oriental, if you don't mind.
We did think to down the M4. There is something. I didn't know you were staying.
What do you mean? I'm not driving all the way back to Wales. It's about 4.5 hours.
She's a pensioner. She's...
Who's a pensioner?
The woman that's you're staying in. She's doing Airbnb through a
I'm not staying with. I'm not staying with any person. Are you in the Oriental in Chorley?
Excuse me.
Or the Four Seasons?
We're not made of money. You saw a half full tonight?
Well, if that, yes. But I'm not. You've got to put me up tonight. And last time you put me in a fucking teepee. I'm not staying.
You can phone our daughter because I'm not doing it. I have to go. They're serving cocktails at 7 o'clock.
Right, and I do too.
How can you afford a cocktail? No, this is not shutting your face. You put me in a bloody wigwam. I was almost on a roundabout.
God, hold on. Let's see if I've got any spare cash. Get yourself a drink. Cheer yourself up.
I need a good sized bath. I've got a thing about candles. I need space to relax.
Are the candles coming out of the budget?
I don't know.
You seem to be living living the bloody life of Riley.
Excuse me, Brendan. Can you see this? That sweat on my costume. I've been on stage and so is he! Right, thank you. Linda Pollock, what will you be doing when you leave this hallowed marble hall of learning at my house, at the end of my garden?
I will be going to the hallowed hall of learning that is my garage and hoping my battery is charged on me. I've got a little scooter.
Oh,
and with petrol prices.
You're going to say something else then. Is your battery fully charged on your scooter?
It's flat as a fart at the moment. So I've taken it out today.
Yeah.
I'm quite handy like that. I've taken it out and I am charging it as we speak. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it charges up. Otherwise, I'm going to have to be using my car more. And I don't want to because it costs a flipping bomb.
You know who you can speak to?
I've got to do it on my motorbike.
Oh. She's got a motorbike.
Has she?
Yeah, not half. Yeah, so you've got to do that. Where are you going to go on the old...
Just to shops and stuff, but do you know it cost me about £8 to fill it up and it lasts for ages?
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of make
is it? It's a dead old one. It's an Aprilia Havana.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, I look mint on it.
I bet you do. I bet
when it goes, and it doesn't go very often.
Okay, that's enough about that. Well, we've had a lovely time. Lovely, Linda. Will you come back next time?
Yes, I will. How? We don't know yet.
We don't know because I'm going to be on tour all over the bloody country. We might have to do it on Zoom.
I don't mind that.
Listen, folks, please come and see us because I'm going to be all over the country. Now, this podcast is not going to suffer. In fact, it's going to be better because there'll be...
There'll be stories. There'll be drunk
people
doing stories.
There'll be all sorts of stuff. And Ramon will be with me. The director will be with me. We can speak to people up and down the country. And if you are coming to the show, come and speak to me and we can do your stories on the podcast.
I might come.
Linda's coming as well. You can meet Linda. Shake her hands.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Linda, I hope you do. I hope to see you on tour. And if
I will come as long as they're not charging £12 and giving me lit when I try and order wine. Because
that won't happen. I will give you some of our rider.
Oh, what you
got? Water, bit of fruit, and maybe a packet of Minstrels. There'll be no booze. We've been very, very. Well, Ramon won't. He'll be pissed out of his head. But listen, hopefully see you on tour and see you guys. And we're going to try and do it by Skype. It will not be any different. It's still going to be wonderful.
It will still be shit, yes.
Right. See you next week.
Bye.
Cheeky kill.
Well, it's Barry White here saying, yeah, baby, I love you and I need and I want you. I want to kiss you on the bum bum. You're my lady, I'm your man.
Clinton Baptiste saying thank you to Linda. Oh my gosh, Claire Grant. Who else do we have?
Jack Campbell. Who else was in it? Sarah Dealing. I can't remember. Anyway, listen, thank you for joining us. If I've left anyone out, I'm sorry.
It don't mean I don't love you, baby. I'm gonna get you, stick my tongue in your ear and touch your bum bum.
Okay, listen, we're on tour now. Please come and see the show, Clinton Baptiste versus Ramon. Tickets at clintonbaptiste.com/live. Thanks for listening, guys. Namaste.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.